Well, finally, we had some widespread rain yesterday. Showers and a few thunderstorms moving across the area with a good old wintertime cold front, midwinter, with the cold air on its backside producing snow and ice over the Midwest. We get the showers and thunderstorms after some more warm weather. Temperatures up around 80 degrees, fueling those storms yesterday afternoon. Everybody had at least some rain, amounts generally averaging about a third to three quarters of an inch, but there were local spots with an inch or more, and that included the International Airport in northern Duval County, picking up just over an inch of rain. Also had a 65-mile-per-hour wind gust in the afternoon with those storms. Most spots, they did not have winds as strong, but still some gusty winds. But that rainfall is the most since November in any single day. So we needed that rain. Good news, the most rainfall since Nicole, right around November 10th. So it's been a while. It has been and still is dry, but at least that was helpful yesterday. I don't see any significant rain anytime soon again now. And in fact, temperatures today, once we get rid of early morning clouds and even a little bit of drizzle, will still make it into the mid-70s this afternoon as the sun breaks out. Winds out of the west turn more northerly tonight, and that'll usher in the cooler air. So by tomorrow morning, down to 40 to 45. And while chilly, that's very close to where we ought to be for the first week of January. And likewise for tomorrow's high temperature of about 66, really about right at average. Sunshine galore tomorrow, but it'll be a cool day, just a really pretty winter day. And that sets us up for a very chilly night tomorrow night. Most spots west of I-95 will drop into the mid to upper 30s, so that'll mean the potential for a little bit of light frost for some inland spots, but generally staying above freezing, so not expecting a widespread freeze. And then we're set up for a really nice weekend with a good deal of sun. Saturday will approach 70 in the afternoon. Sunday even warmer, 70 to 75. And Monday, we start out the new work week with temperatures reaching the low 70s. And, of course, Saturday evening is the big game. Jags at home against the Titans for that chance to make the playoffs. All they got to do is get the W. Well, the weather will cooperate just fine. In fact, about ideal for Saturday afternoon and early evening for tailgaters. Sunshine, temperatures between 65 and 70 degrees. But don't get caught without a jacket or some warmer clothing, because you get to sunset, the temperatures drop off quickly. So by kickoff, temperatures will be dropping into the 50s and could be very well into the upper 40s by the end of the game. So grab your sweaters, jackets, and coats Saturday evening, even though it will be very pleasant Saturday afternoon. Not a whole lot of wind to deal with, and skies should be mostly clear. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. We did turn the calendars, of course, the last few days to January, too. So let's quickly take a look at those averages. The average low and high temperature goes from 43 and 66 at the beginning of the month, respectively, to 44 and 66 by the end of the month. So not much change in what is climatologically, over about the next 10 days, the coolest time of year for Jacksonville on average. We average 3.28 inches of rain, so just a little bit over 3 inches of rain in a typical January. So the International Airport had about a third of that in a single day yesterday. Sunrise at 7:23 on the 1st of January on New Year's Day, sets at 5:37. But hey, by the end of the month, sunrise is at 7:18 a.m. and sunset after 6 o'clock at 6:02 p.m. We gain 30 minutes of daylight during the month of January. With all your weather all the time, here we go. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.